If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Sunday morning, and it is the 4th of July. I hope everyone had a blessed week with lots of wonders and miracles in your lives for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, campers that your children are with. On this beautiful day, we of course begin with a 4th of July prayer. We lift up our hearts, O God, on this day of celebration and gratitude for the gift of being Americans. We rejoice with all those who share in the great dream of freedom and dignity for all. With flags and feasting and family and friends, we salute those who have sacrificed that we might have the opportunity to bring to fulfillment our many God-given gifts. As we deny all prejudice a place in our hearts, may we also clearly declare our intention to work for the time when all people, regardless of race, religion, or sex, will be granted equal dignity and worth. Come, O gracious God, who led the children of Israel from slavery, keep us free from all that might hold us in bondage. Bless our country and join our simple celebration that we may praise you, our source of freedom, the one in whom we place our trust. So I hope everyone is having a blessed 4th of July weekend. Certainly, this is a wonder that we have this year, that we can start once again to be together in love. And we remember that the 4th of July is based on our belief in God, that God has granted us to live in the most blessed country that there ever was. On 4th of July in 1776, our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. On July 8th, they read the same declaration out loud to a congregation in Philadelphia and rang the Liberty Bell. The inscription on the Liberty Bell serves as a road map to the event as it occurred in our history. It is said that the blessings we have received as a constitutional republic over the past 245 years are from God. Though it may not always seem at times, the turmoil that can be seen in other countries proves the stability brought to America by God. An example of how our roots are based off religious examples can be found written on the Liberty Bell. The inscription at the top of the bell says, "Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof." That comes straight from the Bible, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. John Adams stated that July the 4th will be remembered as the most memorable epic in the history of America. He also went on to say that we should celebrate that independence through acts of devotion to God. Adams believed besides Christmas, the next important holiday should be the 4th of July due to its religious implications. Before being elected, John F. Kennedy spoke at the Independence Day celebration in the city of Boston. Instead of speaking about political issues, Kennedy reminded the crowd the informing spirit of America is rooted in religious principles. The 4th of July is a fun time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Most of you and most of us will be enjoying delicious barbecue or watching fireworks. But as you are gathering with family on the 4th of July, focus not just on our independence as a great nation, but also the religious background that got us here. The founders of America believed that our rights were given as a gift to us from God. So a blessed 4th of July to all. You know, in the book of Proverbs, it says that laughter is the best medicine. And we always like to begin with humor. And there is certainly always humor in our daily lives. And there is certainly always humor that we can look at and we can thank God for giving us all the blessings of laughter that makes our body, our mind, and soul so very blessed. So if you have any jokes or humor that is religiously based or God-based and is clean, of course, please send it to me. I would love to read it on the air because, you know, laughter is the best medicine. You could send me any jokes to Cantor Scott Borsky at gmail.com. That is C-A-N-T-O-R. My first letter S as in Scott, and then B-O-R-S-K-Y at gmail.com. Cantor S. Borsky at gmail.com. I would love to receive any of the blessings of humor. It is summertime, and at summertime, we thank God. We say, dear God, summer has arrived. Our days are once again filled with the glorious sun that we need to be able to get out of our homes, to get outside, to breathe fresh air, and to see the majestic rays of light to warm our skin and sink into our souls and give us hope. So wherever you may be on this blessed summer day and throughout the summer, please know that God is everywhere. God never takes a rest. God is fulfilling all of our dreams, our goals and aspirations, even as we travel around, even as we go from place to place. There are blessings and wonders and miracles that God so wants to give us every single day. So where is holiness? Holiness is where we may be, wherever we are, because God is everywhere. Holiness is where we are together with our families. Holiness is where we are together with our friends. Holiness is where there is love. There is holiness when we strive to be true to the best we know. There is holiness when we are kind to someone who cannot possibly be of service to us. There is holiness when we realize how important our families are to us. There is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. There is holiness when we are willing to be laughed at for what we believe. There is holiness when we love truly, honestly, and unselfishly. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we share our bread, our ideas, our joys. There is holiness when we gather to pray to the one who gave us the power to pray. And after all, we are taught, and most religions teach us, that why did God create us? And the answer, of course, is God created us to worship God. And all miracles and wonders and dreams and goals, they come from that worship. They come from that prayer. And after all, as we know, what is prayer? It's simply a conversation between us and God, talking to God in the still, small voice of our soul, asking God. For when we wake up in the morning, we have prayers, whatever religion and tradition you may be. You pick up your book that is holy and you read some scriptures. And that way, you get closer to God from the first moment you are awake. Because we know that we just cannot get straight into prayer. We have to exercise our mind and our soul, just like those of us and those of you who either go to the gym in the morning or have a home gym or exercise and jog in the morning. You can't just begin the exercise with the heavy lifting or the fast running right away. You have to stretch, and then you begin in all earnest and all seriousness with all the prayers that you say, so our days can be wonderful with the wonders and blessings that God so wants to give us. The same is prayer. We cannot just get straight into the heaviness of prayer, into the joy of prayer. We have to begin small steps at a time with a verse from Psalms, a verse from Proverbs, a verse from Kings, a verse from Judges. Start off small, and then we begin to stretch our body, stretch our mind, and stretch our soul. Now we can be allowed to accept all of the wonderment that God gives us each and every day. And that can be done wherever you may be, because as we know, God is everywhere, and you can be a God to others, because as we often say, the only God that some of us ever see on a daily basis is the God in you and the God in me. So where is holiness? It is anywhere that you can do a good deed, say a good word, have a smile on your face, and be a God to someone else, because that may be the only God that someone ever, ever sees. We cannot forget, even on this Sunday, the 4th of July, that there are those of us in this country who don't have the ability, whether it's financial or physical or mental or spiritual, to celebrate the 4th of July as well as they should in body, mind, or soul. And our thoughts go to those families in Surfside, Miami, Florida, who are still suffering with the anguish of having family missing, or those who have family who have died in the condo collapse a couple weeks ago, that we still pray for, that there is always hope, that life is built on hope, and God gives us hope to know that there still may be those who are alive in the buildings and small crevices, in little air pockets. We know that if we still have hope and faith, miracles do happen. So our thoughts go to those who are still hurting and will be hurting body, mind, and soul for many, many days and weeks and months to come. And we ask God to allow us to find survivors in that building so they can spend the 4th of July in love, in health, in harmony with their family and their community. As I often do, I sing a special song of prayer and of healing. We call that, at least in Judaism, a refuah shlema, a prayer of healing. It's called mi sheberach, and we ask God to give a complete and total healing to those who need a body, mind, or soul in the days and the weeks and certainly the months to come. It goes like this. Mishebeirach avotinu mekura bracha liavotinu. Bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema, a renewal of body, a renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen. And let us say, Amen. We continue with our summer prayers. You know, this weekend, I have the honor, as I often due to officiate weddings. This summer, this weekend, I have three beautiful weddings. Two today on the 4th of July, and it is certainly a blessing on this 4th of July to officiate weddings. And there are so many customs and traditions in all religions, in all customs at weddings. I often like to teach at weddings, not so much as a professor or a teacher, but in the normal course, the flow of the wedding. And one tradition that many folks always ask me about, and one of the most famous and well-known traditions of a Jewish wedding, is that every groom certainly looks forward to doing, without a doubt, probably the most common tradition that grooms want to do at a Jewish wedding, is the breaking of the glass, of course, stepping on the glass at the very end of the service. And that's where I say, Mazel Tov, I now pronounce you husband and wife, you may kiss the bride. There are so many traditions that have to do with the breaking of the glass, what our great scholars and rabbis and teachers have said over the years, why we break the glass. For me, I love the tradition that says that within the glass is all the joy that the bride and the groom are feeling today. And when the groom steps on the glass, symbolically, the joy that's in this glass, just a little bit, is shattered among all of us and comes to us as a gift of love that we can share just a little bit of the joy that they are feeling today. So next time that you are at a Jewish wedding and the groom steps on the glass, remember that a little bit of the joy that the groom and the bride are feeling is coming your way, and they are giving you a gift, a present from their hearts, their souls, and their minds of sharing just a little bit of the joy that they are feeling today. It's always good to share some joy, to share some scriptures, to share some love. And I just found out this week, now, I live in South Jersey, and there are no in-and-out restaurants in South Jersey. But a friend of mine told me that where they live in California, the in-and-out burger restaurants have scriptures on their wrappers of their burgers and on the cups for their soft drinks. And I just find that amazingly wonderful. Because what that does, it takes the ordinariness of eating that many of us take for granted. It turns the ordinary into the extraordinary. And even when you're just sitting down at a restaurant to have some burgers, some fries, and a Coke, it is always so wonderful to turn the ordinary experience into something that is filled with lots of blessings. And that's our goal, to turn every act and deed, from the time we wake up in the morning to the second we go to bed at night, turn that and make it blessed. Turn it from common to something that's filled with wonders, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. So next time I'm in a state that has an in-and-out restaurant, I will certainly make my way and be blessed by going in there and having some fries and having a soft drink and looking at the blessing that is written on there and knowing that this food is not just ordinary. This food comes as a blessing to us, to bless us, of course, on the inside, but bless us with health on the outside, with all the dreams and the goals that God certainly wants to give us. You know, on this 4th of July, we are so blessed to be together. This 4th of July commemorates a day in 1776 that our nation declared itself to be an independent nation and no longer a colony of England. On that date, A number of our leading citizens signed what is known as the Declaration of Independence, stating our determination to become a free country. Our independence did not come easily. Only after several difficult years of war would it finally be won. Nor were our first years as a nation free from problems and controversies, as is still true. But our forefathers were determined to establish a free and democratic system of government and a Declaration of Independence together with our Constitution and the Bill of Rights became the foundation for this. They have stood the test of time, and on this 4th of July, we give thanks for the wisdom and faith and courage to those leaders. Now, although the 4th of July is not always seen as a religious holiday such as Easter or Christmas or Rosh Hashanah, for many Americans, the 4th of July is certainly a time to reflect on God's goodness to us as a nation, molded into the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, which proclaimed our independence. And these words from the Bible: proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, from Leviticus 25:10. And our legal system reflects our Judeo-Christian roots. So while we look with gratitude to the past on this July the 4th, may we also look with faith to the future and commit it to our lives, to God and His will. The ancient words of the psalmist are still true. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 33, verse 12. And to that, we can all say amen. And we also say amen to our wonderful, wonderful sponsor of this day, the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or for a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in Mount Laurel. Their beautiful brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving our community of South Jersey, all religions, all cultures, and all traditions since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Battaccio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796. And to that, we can all say amen. So we know in the summertime, for some reason, and this is in all religions, there don't happen to be as many holidays as there are from September until June. June, July, and August in all religions seem to be a slower point of why there aren't any major holidays during the summer. Much of the reason is certainly agricultural. Much of the reason is certainly historical. But we want to know why God did not create in the holy books to command. We call that in Judaism mitzvot, that is the plural of mitzvah. Why aren't there laws in the Old Testament, the New Testament, other religions, holy books for summertime holidays? Do you think that God knew that we were on vacation, that we did not want to celebrate holidays? I don't think so. I think much of it had to do with the agricultural aspects of all peoples, no matter where they were in the world, primarily in the Middle East, that the laws, the lifestyle of agricultural, going out into the fields, going to the harvest, and planted in the summer really forbid a lot of the time together with family to celebrate the holidays. But as you know, that doesn't mean that there is no praying in the summer. And I'm here to tell you that never, never be afraid to pray wherever you are, because God is everywhere. So whether you're on a vacation, whether you're in a restaurant, in a hotel, whether you're at the beach, no matter where you are, on a plane, in the airport, you can always pray within inside of you quietly to thank God for all of the wonders in our lives, all of the wonders that God provides us each and every day. So we need this sun. We need the summer. I see now, in many ways, God, that as the virus is ending, that we all miss our old lives. We miss the small things that once gave us comfort as we are now going out into the summer. And I see, God, that you have been refining me, showing me what is most important through all the craziness that we have been going through the last year and a half. Frivolous relationships have been stripped away, as have attachments to things that have distracted me from seeing you more clearly. But there is still more good work to do, to change, to grow, and to become more holy. Thank you, God, for the tender way that you have guided us through this last year and a half, the way you have built our resolve so that we may follow you more boldly, and for the way we are starting over, in a sense, to be closer to you. So as we go into this 4th of July, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be together with friends and family once more. And that is a blessing. And my wish for you is that you remain healthy in all aspects of your life, financially, certainly health-wise, spiritual-wise, psychological, and in all our relationships, and for everyone to have a blessed 4th of July, one that is filled with happiness and joy. And I look forward to knowing that you'll be listening next Sunday on WWDB and every Sunday at 7:30 and anytime 24/7 on WWDBAM.com, on podcast, or any of my social media. And please contact me any way that you choose, on Facebook, on TikTok, on Instagram, if there are any wonderful news that you can share in your life that I can bless the community with. Have a wonderful and blessed 4th of July to you.